This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 28. To be faithful. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things, as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, "The people sat down to eat and drink, and got up to indulge in revelry." We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you, except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. In our Bible reading for today, Paul gives examples from Israel's history to remind us to be faithful as God is faithful. These are grim warnings. The people of Israel committed many sins, despite their privileged position as God's people. Does the church today need similar reminders? It certainly is easy for us to sin. Ask yourself, how often do I act as if I don't have God's love in me? Paul wrote a strong letter to the Corinthian church. We know about church challenges and marriage struggles because of the people's failure to live in harmony. We learn about observing the Lord's Supper because it was misused. Paul also deals with sexual sin and with problems that came up in worship. But we also find inspiring teaching on spiritual gifts in the body of Christ, and a beautiful picture of Christian love. Truly a pastoral letter. The canons of Dort echo the Bible's teaching. We know that we often fail, but through His Spirit, our forever faithful God reassures us that in His strength we will endure. We will persevere. He holds us safe. Paul points out that we are not unique. Whatever might tempt us today has tempted people always. What's more, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Faithful Father, thank you for your patience and love. Guide us to be faithful. In Christ we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.